There's a famous study that was done in the early 2000s that looked at the religious beliefs of young people in the United States. And it found that there was a single dominant set of religious beliefs that young people in large majority held. And it didn't matter whether someone said they were Catholic or Christian or Muslim or none or any other religious group. Universally, young people all shared the same beliefs. And those beliefs were not Catholic, they were not Christian, they were not Islam, they weren't part of any major religious group. You know, the belief that they held is that God exists, but that he's distant from the world, and he is not involved in our day-to-day lives. And so we're just kind of here to do our own thing. And that we should be nice people and follow a generic set of rules that we can all agree are good for society. There have been more studies done, and they've determined why they think that that set of beliefs is so common among young people. And they've determined that it's so common among young people because that's what everybody else in society believes too, the previous generations. And that's what a lot of different churches have been actually teaching, even though that's not necessarily what they would profess in terms of their beliefs. But today's feast day of the Ascension flies in the face of that belief system. You know, being a Christian is not about following a generic rule book, and it's not about being nice. To be Christian means that we recognize that Jesus Christ ascended body and soul into the glory of heaven, and that he is the supreme Lord of all creation, and that he sits at the right hand of his Father in heaven. And in our first reading in our gospel, he commissioned us to be his witnesses to the world. And so what it means to be a Christian is to be a witness to Jesus Christ. He is reigning in heaven, and he has sent us into the world with a mission. And so Christianity is about offering our lives to be witnesses to Jesus Christ. Which means that the way that we live, the way that we view reality, the choices that we make, the intentions of our actions should be very different than the general society around us. We should be transformed by our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so what does it mean to be a witness to Jesus Christ? Well, the way that that's going to be lived out is going to be a little different for every person. But there's one foundational element that should permeate all of us. And that is that even though Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he is intimately close to each and every one of us. He knows every thought that enters into our mind. He is attentive to those. He is fully aware and attentive to every intention of our heart. He knows us at every moment more perfectly than we could ever hope to know ourselves. And he desires to be in a relationship with us. And if we recognize that, we should desire to live a life that's pleasing to him. There should be a fundamental commitment within us that we want to live in a way that is pleasing to Jesus Christ. Not following a generic set of rules, but living in accord with what Jesus Christ desires for us. And that should lead us to a life of prayer, where we seek to hear the voice of Jesus Christ and to learn what his will is for us. And so what's fundamental in the life of a witness to Jesus Christ is they seek his will and they want to live in a way that's pleasing to him. And so our moral life should be an act of love where we embrace morality because it is what the Lord asks us to do. And every thought and every action should bear witness to the reality that we are striving to live as witnesses to Jesus Christ. And if we're not living that way, then we've missed the fundamental purpose of our faith and what we are called to be in this world. Now, if we're really living as witnesses to Jesus Christ, other people should see that there's something different in us. You know, children who have parents that are witnesses to Jesus Christ should see that their parents are, that they love Jesus Christ and that they're willing to make sacrifices for him. That they're willing to sacrifice to do God's will. You know, people around us, our friends, our neighbors, should recognize that we go to Mass every Sunday and that, you know, the worship and adoration of God is central to our lives. They should see that, not because we're flaunting it, but because the way that we live reflects what's going on inside of us. You know, there should be a desire in our hearts to share with our friends, with our family members, our kids, why Jesus Christ is important to us. And, you know, we can ask ourselves, have we ever told anyone how we came to know Jesus Christ? Like, how did that happen? What happened in our life and in our hearts that we came to know Christ? And have we told anyone that? You know, have we told anyone why we've dedicated our lives to serving Jesus Christ and why he is our greatest treasure? You know, have we ever told someone why the worship of God on Sunday is the high point of our week and our life? You know, if we are living as witnesses to Jesus Christ, we will want to share that with others. And evangelization will naturally flow from living as a witness to Jesus Christ. And so I encourage us on today's feast day of the Ascension to ask ourselves the question, are we following a generic rule book and just trying to be nice people? Or are we living as witnesses to Jesus Christ? Is that the heart of our identity and who we are, that we know that Jesus Christ ascended and is in glory at the right hand of the Father in heaven, that he is attentive to our every desire and our every thought, and he wants to be in a relationship with us, and we are striving to live as his witnesses? Do our lives cry out and testify to our faith in Jesus Christ, who at this very moment is seated at the right hand of the Father?